Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Chaf Aleph. We are four lines from the bottom on daf Chaf Amid Beis. V'lo b'zefes, we're in the sugya of Baba Malikin, the first sugya, talking about what are we allowed to use to light Shabbos candles with and what are we not allowed to use to light Shabbos candles with. So we spoke about what we're not allowed to use because everything else is okay. We're not allowed to use all of these items that don't light properly because if it doesn't light properly, so then, as the Gemara is going to say today, I might come to fix it, which is would be an Issa Daraisa, or I might come to leave, which we'll talk about soon. It says the Gemara v'lo b'zefes. One of the items in the Mishnah listed is zefes, is pitch. You can't use that as fuel for your Shabbos candles. Zefes, zifta, shava, kirusa. So it says you can't use zefes, you can't use shava, which l'chora means wax. So the Gemara asked, in a minute, we'll get to what about the wax that we use. So the Gemara Tana, Ad Kam Sul Psilos, Mikan Ve'ela Psul Shmanim. In the Mishnah, first we list off all of the wicks that are problematic. The Lechesh, Chos, and Klach, all of these materials that you're not allowed to make wicks from. And then after that, it goes into the fuels that one is not allowed to use either. All of the, Zefes, Shava, and Kik. Says the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. First, it lists off materials that can be used for wicks, and then it lists off materials that can be used for fuel. So the Gemara says, no, Shavit, Sri Chalei. The Chiddush is in the Mishnah, Sha'ava, which is in the second group, right? Zeves is obviously the fuel, and the previous one, that's where the split is, after Viroka, Shalpnei, Amayim, and Zeves. So Shav is the fuel one. So Ma'od, the Tema, you might have said, L'psilas, Naim, and Lochazia. You can't even use the Sha'ava for wicks. What does that mean? How do you make wax into a wick? If you put a wick, like we have, surrounded, you make a wick, it's not like you have a bowl of liquid wax and you put a wick in there. That would make it similar to the previous cases. No, what you're allowed to do is to surround it by the wax. So you might have said you can't even do that. Kalash Balan, that's why the Mishnah, the Bryce is emphasizing that in the Mishnah, the only thing that you're not allowed to use the wax for is when you have it as a liquid and you stick a wick in it similar to the other fuels. But if you form a structure of the wax around the wick, that would be okay. And that is what we pasken in Shulchan Aruch. But before that, the Rishonim already discussed the propriety of using wax. Tosfos here discusses Bnei Narvona, Osrin Ner Shava Shalanu. The Bnei Narvona Asarit and Mefarshi, and they have a different shot of the Gemara, because our Gemara, according to the way I just explained it, seems to say that it's fine to have a wax candle like we have. But others say no, maybe it means Baudatem Lapsilas Namilo Sheim Sum Ner Shava Biner Shemen Ye Asur Kamash Malon. Different Pshatim. So the Rishonim discuss whether it's okay to use wax or not, but the Shulchan Aruch says it is fine. Reish Samach Dalin Sif Zion. The Shulchan Aruch says that Karach Zefes O Sha'ava O Chelev Saviv Hapsila Malikim Bahem. So we're talking about if it surrounds the wick, it's not a problem. Delo Asru, says the Mishnah Berurah. Delo Asru Bakulhu El Im Hayu Nisunim Bikli V'Nosein Hapsila Bisocham. Why? Because that's the chshash of the oil is not burning properly and you might tilt it in some way. But if it surrounds the wick, so what are you going to do? There's nothing to do. Therefore, it's not a problem to use the wax. Okay, so that is this discussion in the Rishonim, but we say it is okay. Good. We're on the last line. It's interesting. I forgot to mention yesterday that the Mishnah here, the second paragraph, just goes straight into Baba Malikin, Baba Malikin. How about telling us there's a mitzvah to light Shabbos candles? Doesn't say that anywhere. It's assumed. We don't know it. All the halachas of lighting candles, it's not in the Mishnah. So why isn't it? Right, the first Mishnah in Shas. Okay, you have to say Kriya Shema. Since when is there a Mitzvah of Kriya Shema? First Mishnah we said yesterday, but from Rabbeinu Shapiro. So here, where's the... It's like step two. With what should you light? Tell us that you have a Chiyuv to light. Like we're going to have a Braisa in the Gemara. So just tell us. So the Shram Sayyidin Balach also discusses this. And he says maybe it's similar to the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos and Menachos. The Rambam there discusses why there are no Mishnayos. It has to do with Chanukah too. Why there are no Mishnayos related to Tefillin or Tzitzis or Mezuzah. Okay, a couple of little hints to it in Maseches Menachos that your Tefillin Shal Yad is not Ma'akev, your Shal Rosh. But all the halachas of Tefillin, they're absent. So the Rambam says, and this works for some of the context, that anything that was so known and pashut and obvious and chaviv to Am Yisrael that they didn't need to be recorded, Rebbe didn't record. Remember, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, when he wrote the Mishnah, there was a lot of counter pressure. Ace Lasos, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. He decided, but says the Rambam, he limited to what he thought was needed. If there was something that everybody did, everybody knew, it's a little difficult, because what about Kriya Shema? Right? Kriya Shema wasn't as prevalent as Tillin and Tzitzis. Right, so anyway, but that's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. And that's why some use this for Chanukah too, because Chanukah is Chaviv, that's why Chanukah is on in Mishnayos really, as we'll, Be'ez Hashem get to later, except for six Derech Agav cases, but there's no, Masechta that talks about Mishnai, Chanukah like it talks about Purim. But anyway, the Shurim Seder Balacha uses this, maybe Halakha's Ne'er Shabbos. It was such a Chaviv, common, done mitzvah that we didn't need the Torah Shabbat Peh to tell us about it. So that's why we'll talk about some details, but the Iker Din that there is such a mitzvah, we don't have.
Going back to the candles for a second, if you ever notice, like on tea lights or on yard side candles, when you get to the bottom, if you look in them, they turn into liquid.
Sometimes when you get to the bottom, it turns into liquid. What about, right. What about their, the paraffins? What about sometimes they have solids that turn into liquid?
For
any of them, but in general, most of these cases that we have Bizman Azeh, it's not like it's flickering, and therefore if you move it, it's going to light better. It doesn't really work that way. It's flickering, and if it, you know, and then it's going to go out. It's not, so the only thing, if there is a case where there's like open liquid with a wick stuck in it, and by moving it, you're going to make it burn better, then it could be a chshash, could be an issue. But most of our cases, even where there was this list, so people use liquid, and put the right, and have these permanent wicks that go in it. So in those cases, though, I don't think by moving it makes it burn any better. It's all at an equal flame, not like a fire, outside of that structure. So therefore, there's no chashash. It's the minhag olam. Okay, last line. Amar Rabbi Bar Avin itrana psulta de zifta. Itrana, which is itran, that is mentioned in the in the cases, itrana, that's the garbage that comes out of the pitch. Sha'ava, this is talking about beeswax, psolta d'duvsha, is the psolus of the dvash. L'may nafkimina, why do I need to know this? L'may kachu memkar, just in case somebody buys zifta or dvash, you have to know exactly what it is. Good. Tana Rabbanan. So this whole first Amud is still talking about Shabbos, purely about Shabbos, and we'll get to the extension of Shabbos as we get towards the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, kol elu sha'amru, ein malikin b'hen b'Shabbos, and all of these that you're not allowed to use them to light, halakas neiros on Shabbos, aval osin mehen medura, but you're allowed to make a large torch, Rashi says, a hesek gadol, right, a large torch that somebody lights for their friend, bein lehis chameim kenegda, bein lehis tamish la'ora, whether it is to get warm, whether it is to use the light, it's a whole torch, it's okay. It's mutter because ben al gabi karka, ben al gabi kira, whether it's on the ground or whether it is in a kli. We're not worried, if it's a big torch, we're not worried of shemayate. We're not worried that it's going to be a low flame and you're going to stoke it. Velo asr el alasos mem psilo l'ner belvad. All of these are only asr by psilo l'ner because that's where there's one little candle, one little flame, and we're worried that you're going to come and stoke it. In the coming days, by the way, we're going to talk about the mitzvah of halakas ner Shabbos. Is it in a larger category? We'll talk about Reb Chaim that discusses halakas ner is being, is it oneg, is it kavod? Hopefully we'll talk about that. The Shabbos daf discusses that and others as well. Good. Velo b'shemen kik. Can't use shemen kik in for your candles. V'chulu, my shemen kik. What is shemen kik? Amar Shmuel, sha'altinu l'chol nechusayama. I ask all of those who go down to the sea. V'amruli. Oaf echad yesh b'krachei hayam. There is one oaf in the islands of the sea. V'kik shemo, and kik is its name. So oil from that bird is not allowed to be used. Rav Yitzchak Breder of Yehuda Amar, mishcha dekaza, cottonseed oil. That's what is not allowed to be used for Shabbos candles. Reish Lakish Amar, kikayon de Yona, oil from a kikayon like Yona had. It's a safer name, Kikayon de Yonah. But that was the tree that grew over Yonah, the latter part of Sefer Yonah. Oil from that tree is not allowed to be used. Amar Abba Bar Chana, Ledidi Chazi li Kikayon de Yonah, to me, One can, I've saw a kikayin diyona. Velitzluvisa damin. It's similar to a litzluvisa. It's similar to, another type of tree. Umidifshiki ravi. And from the swamps it grows. It grows in the swamps. Rashi says, bitze hamayim. The alpum chanusa, and on the front of door of stores, madzlan yaseh, they used to hang it for nice shade. It's a nice, pretty tree and leaves that they used to hang right in front of the stores. Umibar tzi dohi avdi mishcha. And from its branches, they used to make oil. Uba anfoi naichan kol berichei de ma'arava. And from it, in with its branches also, all the people who were sick in Eretz Yisrael used to lie in its shade. Okay, this is different elements of this tree, but the important thing for us is that its oil will not be able to be used for Shabbos candles. Amar Rabba, psilos, remember we're talking about both the fuels and the wicks. Back to the wicks. Psilos, sh'amru chachamim, ein madlikir b'hem b'shabbos, mipnei sh'ha'or misachseches b'hen. The wicks that you're not allowed to use, what's the reason? They're not allowed to use these wicks because the fire doesn't go properly, it doesn't go straight. It's misachseches. It goes up and down and up and down, right? It's not constant. Our flames mostly are constants. Therefore, right, even in the liquid paraffin cases, it's a constant flame. The ones that we're talking about here, the fuels, it's not a constant flame. It's misachseches, and therefore, that's why it is a problem. Interesting, by Hilchos Shchita, we also have the psul of misachseches. That's by a knife that has ridges. Higher and lower and higher and lower. It's called misachseches. It's the same kind of thing. That's how the fire is. It goes up and down and up and down. Misachseches. Good. So a fire is not allowed to do that. But why? What's the problem with that? So that's what I mentioned here. The Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi here says, V'asi, let's just do the next line and then we'll do it. Shmanim shomer chachamim aldikan bohen, the oils that the chachamim say you're not allowed to use, mebnei she'inim shokanach or psila, because they don't follow the wick well, and therefore it's not going to light properly. And therefore, by both these cases, and therefore, Rashi says, V'asi lahatos. And therefore you're going to come to be mata'it. So just like we've had a number of times already, just like we had back in the first parak, remember the story, Rabbi Yishmael, he almost was mata'. He was mata'. Lo yikra la'ar haner. Similarly here, if you're sitting at the Shabbos table and your candle is going is high, is low, we're worried that you might move it. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah says, no, the worry is v'yetzid, are you going to leave? And if you're going to leave, so that's why we'd rather you not leave, because it's part of Onig Shabbos, as we'll see. The Bir Halacha says, what's the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam? What if this is the only one you have? What is the only one you have? You don't have any other fuel, any other wick to use. You don't have anything else. So according to Rashi, you still can't do it. Shemayata. You're not allowed, we're worried that you're gonna turn it. According to the Rambam, it's the only one you have. So where are you gonna walk out? Where are you gonna go? This is the only light you have in the whole house. You're not gonna go anywhere. So that's what the Bir Halacha says. That's the Machlokes Rashi Rambam Nafkamina between them. The Shulchan Aruch just says the Shalheves is Kofetzes. So you're not allowed to use it. Bir Halacha Chayshin Shabayate Al Kena Filu Elo Psilos Shmanim Achirim Ki Im Elo Apsulim Vaydeze Yevatel Mitzvah Halacha Nira Da Aser, because you're worried about it. But Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, if the issue is leaving, so if it's the only one, then one would be able to leave.
It's flickering because of the wind.
If it's flickering because of the wind, close the window. Right, there's an isser. Sometimes sometimes we think like open it, doing something, and doing its opposite is a malacha. Right? Most of the time the post can point out. Sometimes that's true. Writing and erasing and tear and sewing and tearing. Sometimes you have opposite. But not every opposite of a malacha is a malacha. Untrapping something, letting something go free. There's no malacha. No malacha to letting something go free. Opening a window right by a candle, that's a malacha. That's gram kibui. Right? But, closing it, that's not called lighting the fire. Right? It's called, putting the base situation back to what it was, and therefore it's not a malacha. So many times, doing the opposite of a malacha, taking something off of a fire on Shabbos, is not a malacha. So many opposites are not. Good. Says the Gemara, Ba'amine Abaya Meiraba, Shmanim Sha'amru Chachamim, Ein Malikin Ba'an B'Shabbos, Ma'oshi Yitin L'tokan Shemen Kol Shuv V'Yavlik. Are you allowed to use a mixture? All of these fuels that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, are you allowed to mix them with some type of allowed fuel, oil, and then use them? Is the only isser when it's whole or not? Mi gazrinan dilma asi la adluke be'enayu alo. Do I make a gzera that if I'm able to use a mixture, so that I'm going to come to use it by itself? Right? How far does it go? So Amalei ein malikin. So the answer that Rabbah gives, you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it if it's mixed up. Why? If you mix in a little bit of shemen. My time, a why? Lefi shem malikin. So if you just read the Gemara, it sounds pretty unusual. You can't lie. Why? Because. Ein malikin, why? Because ein malikin. So you just got to add in a little word. You're not allowed to, ein malikin, bimixas, using it partially. Why? Because you're not allowed to use it ba'en. And therefore, where it goes there, if you use it, mix it, you could you might come to use it ba'en as well. Okay, so that's why you're not allowed to use it, even if it's mixed up. Is that really true? Eisvei, we learned, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, if you have that girsa, Karach davar shemalikin bo, al-gabi davar she'ein malikin bo. You're allowed to tie davar shemalikin bo, something that you, a material, that you're allowed to light with on something, together with something, you're allowed to wrap it with davar she'ein malikin bo. Ein malikin bo. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, that's where the Gersa is, Shal Beis Abba, Hayikarachem Sila, Gabi Egos, Umalikin. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that in Beis Abba, they used to wrap a psila around an egg, around a nut, Umalikin, and light it with that. And they used to use the mixer. Just open the door. It'll be better. So the Gemara says, "Ktani miyas malikin." So you see from there, from Shimon Gamliel, that you're allowed to, because the material from the egos is not allowed. You're allowed to wrap that algabe egos, and you see a mixture is allowed. Then we're talking about fuels. Now we're relating it to wicks, but you're allowed to. Ktani miyas malikin. Says the Gemara, "Amale ademosvis li midir Reb Shimon ben Gamliel sayinu miditana kama." You're bringing a raya for Reb Shimon Gamliel that it's allowed. The Tanakhama said it's not allowed, right? So, I just put the comma in the wrong place before, right? Kar davar she'ein malikin bo, gar davar she'ein malikin bo, ein malikin bo. The Tanakhama said you're not allowed, and Reb Shimon Gamliel says you're allowed to. So why are you bringing a raya that it's allowed from Reb Shimon Gamliel? Tanakhama says it's us. So the Gemara says holokasha ma'isa rav. You always like it's more impressive to bring a proof from an actual case that happened, not just somebody talking in the base madrash. So that's why they brought a raya from Shugam Leo, Maisa Rav. Mikom Akom Kasha, it's still a question. My lav lahalik, doesn't Rav Shugam Leo mean that it is allowed, lahalik, you're allowed to wrap in order to use it to light with? So where it says, lo lahakpos, maybe he just used it to help keep it afloat. He wrapped it up, not because you're going to use the wrapping in order to light with, but just to keep it afloat. So, ila hakpos, my time is tanakama. If you're just using it to keep it afloat, so then what's the, right, Rashi says, lo hayu madlikin ha'egos, ela somich ala psilo la tzifa. You just use it to help keep the wick afloat. Right, sometimes you have those floating wicks by Hanukkah, by the menorah. So here too, some type of contraption like that. So if it's just helping it float, my time at the Tanakhama. So why would Reb Shimon Gamliel think, why would the Tanakhama think it's a problem? So the Gemara says, Kula Reb Shimon Gamliel hi. Really, it's all Reb Shimon Gamliel, b'chsura mechsura. It's really one shita, it's not two shitas. B'chsura mechsura, and we are lacking. B'chsura mechsura, either we're missing words, or some say it means we're lacking in our understanding. Really, this is how it should be understood. V'achik tani, karach davar she malikin bo, gabi davar she ein malikin bo, you're not allowed to use a mixture, ma'med v'ramamurim lahavlik. This is only lahavlik, you're not allowed to. Why? Because, like we said, gzeira, avalahak post mutter, but if it's just to help the other item float, it is allowed. She Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, shel Beis Abba, hayu karchim sila gabi egos. In Beis Abba, that's what they used to do, you'd use in order to help keep it afloat. Good. Eini, is this really true? We're still talking about mixtures. Is it really true that a mixture would be a problem and only causing it, helping it float would be okay? V'yamara bruna amarav, chelev mehutach, v'kirve dagim sheni mochu. Chelev mehutach, liquefied chelev, fats, and kirve dagim, intestines of fish, sheni mochu, that became liquefied. Asa adam nosin letocho shemen kol shu amalik. A person can put a little oil in it and light it. So you see it's mutter. You see, it's mutter to have the mixture. So Gemara says, no, hani mimshachi be'inayu, v'hani lo mimshachi be'inayu. Really, these items are fine by itself. They're fine by itself. They're mimshach be'inayu. Even without being mixed up, they are nimshach after the psila, after the wick, and even without adding the oil is okay. Why add the oil? Because the gazru rabbanon al chelav muhutach vishem chelav sheina muhutach. We just made a gzeira by these items because they're very similar to other items like them. Chelev. Chelev mehutach goes there mishum chelev she'ena mehutach. And the kirvei dagam as well. So if you add a little oil in it, so that's already different and therefore it's okay. But really, these items by itself would be okay. So the Gemara says, why didn't you go across and make the gzeira the next step? Why do you make a gzeira even if you add a little bit of oil in? So the Gemara says, no, as we had earlier, he goof a gzeira. Va'na nekam nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. We don't have gzeiras mishum gzeiras. You can't have iser a drabanan mishum iser b drabanan, and iser b drabanan is also mishum the daraisa. Why? Because it's two stages. Once in a while, like we had up here, that you can't do it in a mixture because you might come. Why? Once in a while you have two steps, if the Gemara calls it kulachad gzeiru, that if step B wouldn't be able to survive without step A, so you make two steps because you need both of them so that the law stays. But generally, if it's really just two separate stages, and act A and act B are both asad rabbanan, you wouldn't have a gzeiru l'gzeiru. Not only that the Chazal wouldn't, but it could be that they couldn't. I think also we mentioned in the past that all these limits on the dinim, on the power of the rabbanan, of milsa delo shchicha lo gazabei rabbanan, right? By someone that's not common, or this type of cave, in gozer gzeira lo gzeira. That might be because Chazal do not have the authority to make such gzeiras. They are given the authority by the Torah in order to protect the Torah. They're not allowed to protect their own protection. That's not in their authority. They're not allowed to just make up rules whenever they want. Everything has to be an outgrowth of the Torah Shebichsav. So they are allowed to make asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. They're allowed to make gzeiras to guard against the Torah. But they're not allowed to make gzeiras to guard against their own dinim, right? That would be too far taking their power. The power is not so elastic. Unless they think that without their din itself, without this second step, their whole din would fall away, and then they will come to the din d'rabbanan. Again, there are many limits. Another, just an example, which came to mind, the Rambam Nilchas Mamrim. The Rambam says there also that the rabbanan have to be very clear when they say that create a new din, that it's a din d'rabbanan, that it's not d'oraisa. Because the lines can't be blurred, because it would be dangerous if one mixes and blurs the lines between dinim drabbanan and dinim daraisa. Because sometimes, let's say in a makam tsarech, a kavod abrius, whatever the case is, we might allow and be doche the din drabbanan in a certain case. But if we blur the lines between drabbanas and daraisas, that's already something very dangerous, right? The first couple in history already did that. Chava, Rav Hirsch writes in his commentary on Chumash, Chava had a great idea. She made a gzeira drabbanan. I'm not going to touch the tree. It was a great idea. The problem was that she blurred the lines and she said, God told me I can't touch the tree. That was her mistake. The concept was great. But she said, God told me, no. She should have told the Nachash, well, God told me I can't eat from the tree and I'm not even going to touch the tree. That would have been fine. But the Nachash picked up on her blurring the lines. Oh, God said you can't touch the tree. A lot of times if you make your fence to have the same status as what the fence is meant to protect, so then once the fence falls down, even what's inside is going to go. Right? That was the chait of Chava. Good. Who was Isha at the time? He wasn't Chava yet. Okay. We continue now. Says the Gemara two dots. Fifth wide line. Tani Rami Barchama. So we're about to branch out of Hilchah Shabbos. First we're going to branch out to Beis HaMikdash, and then we're going to branch out to Chanukah. First Beis HaMikdash. Tani Rami Barchama. Psilos u'shmanim sha'amru chachamim ein malikin ben b'shabbos. The psilos and the shmanim, the wicks and the oils and the fuels that the Chazal say you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, ein malikin ben b'mikdash, you cannot use them in Beis HaMikdash either. Mitzvah daraisa, to light the menorah each day, mishum shenemar, or at least each night. Machlok is about each day, but at least each evening, mishum shenemar lahalos ner tamid. Why can't you use them? Because it says, to light the flame, tamid, constantly. What does that mean? What does that pasuk teach me? Hutani love, hu amarla. He said it, and then he explained it. Kedei, shetehe shel heves ola me'eleha, velo, shetehe ola edidavar acher. As we had yesterday, it has to be a flame that goes up by itself without needing any help. And therefore, all of these wicks and fuels would need help. So that's why you're not allowed to use them for a Beis HaMikdash either. Is that really true? Not allowed to use them? Tanan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Mi babloi mechnesei kohanim, or the Mishnah at the end of Sukkah, mi from the worn out clothing of the kohanim, umehem yonehem hayumafkiin, they used to use to light the big torches by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, umehem malikin, and they used it to even light them. They used to put them in on top, right, the huge torches that they say, there was no chatzar in Yerushalayim that was dark the night of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that was light all over Yerushalayim. So you see, they used to use all of their begadim. And in their begadim were some of the materials that you're not allowed to use. Not allowed to use, says Rashi. Umehem yoneim, shel kilayim heim. So you know, some of the begadim were made of kilayim. Dechsiv, ve'es ha'avneit. Sheish mazar utchelas faragamon v'kaimel utchelas imbruhu. That's wool. Vitznan. And what do we learn at the bottom of the previous amud? Hosifu alein semer. So it's wool. You're not allowed to use it. So what do you mean? We just said you're not allowed to use it in the base of Mikdash. They did use it in the base of Mikdash. So he answers the Gemara. Very mistaver. What are you comparing me? What they did in the menorah and what they did by the torches of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Simchas Beis HaShoeva shiny. Don't ask me about what they did in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Why? Rashi says, there it doesn't say lahalos ba, the lav da'oraisahi. That's not a mitzvah da'oraisa to light the torches, lahalos ba, ner tamid. That was different, especially by the menorah. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so it didn't light as much. It didn't light as well. It's okay. One also might have given the answer that that's a torch. And we set up above, on top. Torches are different than candles. Right, torches is okay, even though candles wouldn't be okay. One more line. Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Bar Masna, Big Day Kahuna Shebalu, the Big Day Kahuna that got worn out, Mafkino son, Umehenoi Osim Psilos, La Migdash. That sounds like it's from the menorah. They used to use the worn out clothing of the Big Day Kahuna to use for wicks in the Beis HaMikdash. My Lav Di Kilayim, isn't this talking about the Begadim that were made out of Kilayim? Like Rashi says, Kigon Avnate, the belt of the Kohanim was made out of Kilayim, and the only reason they're allowed to use it is because of Ati Dochalos Aseh, and their Bishas Avoda, Machlokas Rishonim, even if it's Shalom Bishas Avoda, the last Rambam Rivet in Hilchas Kilayim discuss it, but either way, aren't we talking about a Begad of Kilayim, and therefore you see you're using wool again? Lo Devuts. No, what the Brisa means is talking about the Begadim, they're only made of linen, which is not a problem to use in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, period. Interesting that both of these sources, though, talk about the worn-out clothing of the Kohanim being used in the Beis HaMikdash. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelech, in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Ches, it's a Mishnah Lamelech that we've mentioned before, the Rambam mentions in Perek Ches, Ko beged mi big de kahuna shenaset so'ay, ein melabinim oso, velo machapsin oso, you don't dry clean big de kahuna. You know, it's pasnish, right? It gets dirty, so take a new one. Right? It's as the Gemara says, ein anias b'makam hashiris. It's the royalty. You know, we act like royalty in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't cut corners in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, you know, if something gets dirty, v'lo mechapsin oso, ela manichol apsilos v'lo vish chadashim. Just leave it, put it on the side, use it for wicks, and get new ones. Ubig de kohen gadol shebalu gonzen oso. Big de kohen gadol that get worn out, that requires geniza. Sheamus. The Big Day Kohen Gadol that got worn out are Sheamus. Says the Mishnah Lamelech. Interesting. So do the Begadim of the Kohanim have the status of Klishari? So does it have inherent status or not? So there are different sources that he quotes, but you could very well be Mechalik between the Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hedyot. There are many sources that say the Begadim of the Kohanim are used for wicks. And then you have the Big Day Kohen Gadol that says right after every Yom Kippur, he has to be gonez them. And he can't use them again even for the next Yom Kippur. So there might be a difference between the begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. Discussed this a long time ago when we did Maseches Zvachim. But as the Mishnah Malach here discusses, that he leaves it as a Tzarech Ian, even though it seems like somewhat of an obvious answer, that be mechalek between the Big Day Kohen Gadol and the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. He can't fathom that the begadim of the Kohen Gadol are going to be any different fundamentally, conceptually, than the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. That's why he's bothered, why you have these different halachas. But in the Chinami, that could be, as some Mefarshim say, that could be the answer, different ideas. Okay, here we go, starting the Chanukah Gemaras. So is today going to be more on Amud Beis? Not sure, but we have a chance. Amar Rav Huna, psilos ushmanim shavachachamim malikin ben b'shabes, ein malikin ben b'chanukah, ben b'shabes, ben b'chol. The wicks and the oils that Chazal say you're not allowed to use for Shabbos, You're not allowed to use for Chanukah either. Either on a weekday of Chanukah or on a Shabbos day of Chanukah. Let's do all three opinions and then we'll talk. Right? The Rav Huna says they're all Asur. Why? Amma Rava Maitaima. The Rav Huna. Why does Rav Huna say you're not allowed to use any of these even on a Tuesday night of Chanukah? Kasavar, Kavsa, Zakakla. Number one, because Rav Huna holds that if the Chanukah candle goes out, you have to relight it. So we don't want to use things that might go out. All these materials don't light well. So we don't want you to use things that might go out. Why? Because it might go out and you might forget to relight it. And the halacha is kafsa, if it goes out, zakagla, you'd have to relight it. And that's why you're not allowed to use these. Umutur l'shtamish la'ora. And also you're allowed to use, get hanah from the Hanukkah candles. And we're worried that you might therefore use it. And if you use it, it might flicker. And when it's Hanukkah Shabbos, you might come to be mata it. So that's why, both on a weekday and on a Shabbos, Rav Huna says you're not allowed to use any of these for Chanukah. For Rav Chisda Amar, Shita number two, Malikin Behen Bechol Avalo B'Shabbos. You're allowed to use them on a weekday of Chanukah, but not on Shabbos. Why? Ksavar Kavsa Ein Zakikla. So therefore, if it goes out, so it went out, you still yotze the mitzvah. As long as the conditions were for you to fulfill the mitzvah when you lit it, then even if it goes out afterwards, me ikra din, you don't have to relight it. That's where you light it. If you lit it in front of a window that the wind is blowing very strongly, so then obviously, even when you lit it, you weren't yotzei. But if something happened afterwards, it's okay, ain't zakagla. So that's why on a weekday it's allowed. But, you still have the Shabbos problem. You're allowed to get benefit from it, so therefore, I'm worried that Shema Yate. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Masav, Amri Lo, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav. Third opinion. Psilos Ushmanim, Shamar Chachamim, Ein Malikin Behem B'Shabbos, Madlikin Behem B'Chanaka, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. It's all mutter. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, my time at the Rav. Kasavar Kafsa, Ein Zalkikla. Opinion is, why? Because Rav holds. And this is what we hold. If it goes out, you do not have to relight it. If I lit my Chanukah candles in a way that it should have lit for the requisite amount of time, and for some reason it went out unexpectedly, may ikra din, I do not have to relight it. I want to relight it. You can if you want to without a bracha, but you don't have to relight it. And therefore, it's mutar on a weekday. And v'asur l'shtamish la'ora. And also, you're not allowed to get benefit. As we say in Haneiros Halalu, ve'ein lanu rishus l'shtamish b'hem ela l'rosim b'vad. So it's asur to get benefit from the Chanukah candles. Opposite of Shabbos candles, where it's a mitzvah to get benefit from the Shabbos candles. So it's an opposite. But that's why there wouldn't be a problem with using these on weekday or on Shabbos, according to this third opinion. Okay, two issues. Two major issues. Again, we're not Shloshim Yom Lefnei, but it is the next Yontif on our radar. First of all, so we're getting into, as we know, the Chanukah Gemaras, right? So the famous question we alluded to earlier, there are many famous questions about Chanukah, probably more than any other holiday. There are more questions about the whole essence of Chanukah. Why was there a need for the Nes? Why is Chanukah as long as it is? I mean, these are basic questions. So another basic question is, why isn't Chanukah in Mishnayos? No, we just alluded to that before. You would think, there's a Maseches Megillah, so why isn't Chanukah in Mishnayos? It was before B'yudah Nasi. Right, it was during Bayis Sheni, so why is it in Mishnayos? And just in case you thought that, oh, because there's not enough Hilchos Chanukah to fill a Masechta, there wasn't enough Hilchos Megillah to fill a Masechta either. Right, and yet you did it two Prakim, and the other two Prakim, you put in Kriyas HaTorah, you'll find something. So why isn't there a set of Hilchos Chanukah? So we mentioned the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam before. But there are other answers given. There's one answer given that is very difficult. It's quoted in the name of the Chasam Sofer, but it's very difficult, and it's hard to accept, unless you like, phrase it in a certain way. But as it's quoted, is that based on the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, where the Ramban says on the Pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda Mechokim Mi Min Raglav, that anyone who's not from Malchus Beis David, it's an Isser De Oraisa to be the king. If somebody's not from Malchus Beis David, he can't be the king. So therefore the Chashmonaim, who are Kohanim, should have defeated the Yavanim, wonderful, got the authority back, and then handed it over to somebody from Malchus Beis David. You can't write the separation of church and state. That's what Judaism believes in. You can't have the king who's also the Kohen Gadol. Right? So therefore they should have passed it over. So the Ramban says they were Chote Chata Gadola. And that's what the Ramban says, the whole dynasty of the Chashmonaim was wiped out eventually. That's what he says. Because of that, they should have given it over. So says the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, in the name of the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who was from Malchus Beis David, he's going back to David HaMelech, that's why he didn't want to write, because of that chait. That's why he didn't want to give them credit in the Mishnayos. That's very difficult. But he still held a grudge against the Chashmonaim, who did this tremendous chait. And you don't find such any hints of that in any of the other sources. So it's very difficult to suggest that's the answer. But there are other There are other answers. One beautiful answer that I remember saw was given in Rav Mursky writes in the third volume of Hagioni Halacha, he quotes his father, I think, who says that every Masechta, every Torah Shebal Peh, has as its basis some Torah Shebichsav. And there are psukim in the Torah. Right, so much of every Masechta, so much of Masechta Sukkah is darshaning psukim from to talk about Sukkahs in the Torah. So much of Masechta Megillah is darshaning psukim from the Megillah. So much of Psachim. You can't have a Masechta about Chanukah because there's no Torah Shebichsav about Chanukah. And Torah Shebal Peh, by definition, has to be an expansion of Torah Shebichsav. That's why you can't have a Torah Shebal Peh about it. That just begs the question, then, why isn't there a Torah Shebichsav about Chanukah? Because Esther was Sof Kol HaNisim, and that was the one that was the last one. There wasn't a Heter to write it. Okay, there are other answers given. Maybe it was supposed to be the Yontif of Torah Shebal Peh. Right, we mentioned in the past an interesting line that there was no more room. What do you mean there was no more room to fit Chanukah in? Because if you look at the word Chanukah, it's an allusion to all of the books of Tanakh we have mentioned before, right? Ches Neviim of Neviim and Ksuvim. Ches Neviim, that's Ches Noam, and then Vav Ksuvim, and then Hey the Hafai Megillus. Right, the eight books in Neviim. Right, you go Yeshua Shmuel. Right, you have there's eight. Right, there's four Yeshua Shmuel, Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel Malachim, Yeshaya Yirmiyahu Yecheskel, Shreyasar, Ches Neviim, that's Ches Nun, Vav Ksuvim. What's Vav Ksuvim? You have the Sifri Emes, the three, and then Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah is one, and Divrei Yamim, and then the Chamesh Megillos. So there's no room for Chanukah, no room for another book about Chanukah. Okay, just Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld has that. That just begs the question. So you could have named it something different. Okay. Either way, there's many other answers given, but we have to stop there, at least related to that topic. Says the just one other question related to what we just did. So we just had Rav Shita. You're not allowed to use the Chanukah candles. Why are you not allowed to get benefit from the Chanukah candles? Major machlokas we shown him. Rashi Baal Hamor. Rashi says you're not allowed to use the Chanukah candles on top. First line in Rashi. Sheyehei nikar sheyehei ner mitzvah. Because the Chanukah candles have to be nikar that it's for the mitzvah. Right? If you light candles and you use them, people are going to, oh, that's Shabbos candles. Oh, that's candles that you just use it to light with. Right, that you just want light in the room. They have to be nikar that they are Chanukah candles. That is Rashi. Baal Hamor says, Chanukah time is much talked about Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor says right here, Zecher LeMikdash. It's a parallel to Ner Mikdash. Just like you're not allowed to use Get Hanah from the Ner in the Beis HaMikdash, so too the Takana of Neris Chanukah is parallel to that. And there are many parallels. We've had Shirim on this in the past. Many parallels between Ner Chanukah and Ner Mikdash in terms of where you light it in the shul. The fact that you light a Ner in the shul is Dumya de Ner Mikdash. How you light it, where you put it on the southern wall. Someone to the menorah was on the southern part of the Heichal. Again, many parallels between Ner Mikdash. There's a Raivi that talks about the Bracha. We say Lahadlik instead of Al Hatlakas, parallel to the Mikdash. Again, many examples given. We'll try to touch on more of them as we get to it. There's another one, just to mention, I mentioned it 7.5 years ago, but if on the next daf, we're not having shiur tomorrow, again, scheduling-wise, the next daf online, hopefully B'ezras Hashem will be on Sunday. Sunday we'll have a daf online from Tinek, and then we'll continue, hopefully Monday at some point, because Monday was a Shabbos, the last cycle, so Monday I'll try to figure out when to do that, but then we'll be back on Tuesday. But if you look at the first really wide line on Rashi, on Chav Bezim, in Rashi, Chav Bezim Abez, on the next daf, Rashi says, in the sugya of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, two words, Kida'ash Uchan B'Menorah. So that's another one. Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, meaning when you light it, all the conditions of the mitzvah have to be there, you can't light a menorah, and then move it, Kida'ash Uchan B'Menorah. So there Rashi has the parallel to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's continue where we're up to. Says the Gemara, I apologize, there's a lot more, but it's the Chanukah Gemaras. Baruch Hashem. Amar Rabbanan Kamidah Abaye Mishpeh Rabbi Yirmiyah V'lo Kibla. The Rabbanan made this statement in front of Abaye, the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he didn't accept it. Ki asa Ravin, Amar Rabbanan Kamidah Abaye Mishpeh Rabbi Yochanan V'Kibla. Then he said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan V'Kibla, and he accepted it. Right, he didn't accept it in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, but yes, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Amar. And he says, ah, I wish I would have accepted it earlier. Izakai, if I would have been Zoche, Gamir Tilish Reitza Meikara. I wish I would have, you know, accepted this statement that you said earlier as halacha. Vagamra, the Gemara says, but he did accept it in the end. So what's the difference? Nafkamina, well, Girsa de Yankasa. Girsa de Yankasa, what we learn when we're young stays with us. something that we learn. The younger we are when we learn something, the more it makes a roshim. That shouldn't make us stop learning. Oh, now we're not Yonkers anymore, so therefore, you know, forget it. No. Ad yomoso, right? Until the last day, we have to keep learning, and it makes a roshim. It just might not make it, right? It'd be as easy to absorb and to memorize, right? So, but obviously, we have other benefits. One of the other benefits, the wisdom of life, right, when one gets older. But either way, there is an idea, obviously, of Gersa Yankasa. Says the Gemara, V'kavsa ein zakek la. Is that really true? If it goes out, you're not chayiv to relight it for a minu. Mitzvasa mishetishka achama shetichla regam nashuk. The Brisa says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from when the sun goes down until people stop walking around in the shuk. What does that mean? My lav di kavsa hadamatak la. Doesn't that mean that if you light it and it went out before this time was finished, you have to relight it? Isn't that what it means? The Gemara says no. Two answers. Lo, de'ilo adlik madlik. Number one, no. It just means if you haven't lit yet, you should still light it as long as this time has not passed. Or, v'namilishi urei is just describing how long the Hanukkah candles have to be lit whenever you light it. The time of Mishatishka Chama Achadikla Regab Nashuk. We can spend the next 6 hours talking about these four lines of Gemara, just to mention some of the highlights. First of all, De'ilo Adlik Madlik. If you didn't light it in time, so Machlok is Tosfos in the Rambam. So what happens if it's after Tikla Regab Nashuk? Are you allowed to light Hanukkah candles? If it's 1 o'clock in the morning, says the Rambam, no. It's finished. If there's no more Tikla Regab Nashuk, you can't light anymore. That's what the Gemara says. Tosfos? No. Tosfos says, Avamikan Ve'elach, Avarazman, first day of Tosfos, if the time passed, the time passed. Omer Hari Parat, Tiyishli Zor, Lahadlik Balai, Lamiyaj, Layachar Yosemidai, Mikomakom, Imiche, Yadlik Misafek, but afterwards you still light, even if you pass the time. Ulari Nere, Da'ata, En Lachash Masayadlik, here, Bizman Azed, no, you can light it anytime, anyway, because we, part of our Pursuman Isa is because of our own family. And therefore, and we light Bifnim anyway, says Tosfos, and part of the presumption is for our own families, therefore, even if it's later, as long as the family is there, one can see. There is an unusual Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says if you light at 2 o'clock in the morning, you should wake up a family member, and so that they can see it. What about yourself? Is that good enough? You know, to wake up your family, that's I don't know if they're going to be too happy about that. V'Avta Recha Kamocha is also a mitzvah, right? That's a mitzvah Daraisa. So it's interesting, many say that if you yourself could have the Pursuma Nisa, then you could see it. Okay, that's Ilo Adlik Mavlik. Also, Misha Tishka Hachama is an unusual phrase. What does that mean? Misha Tishka. Does that mean when the sun is starting to set? After the sun sets? Misha Tishka is very unusual. So again, Machlokas Rishonim. The Ritva here says, Sof Shkia, Misha Tishka means after Shkia. That means Tseis HaKochavim. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. The Vilna Gaon says, no, Shkia. And that's why the Minag in many places in Eretz Yisrael, as we know, the Minag Agra is very common in many areas, is that Tchila Shkia. Good. What else can we talk about? Tichla regal min ha shuk. Let's wait with that for another two lines. But again, let's continue. Achi tichla regal min ha shuk. V'yad kama. How late is that? What does it mean until the foot doesn't walk in the marketplace anymore? Amar abba barbachana amar biyochanan ad the kalya rigla the tarmudai. Until the Tarmudians stop walking. Who's that? Rashi says it was a nation. It was a nation that gathered wood, and people used to buy firewood at the end of the day in order to heat with. So, when they stop walking around with their wood, that's when you know it's too late already. Oh, so, is this literal? Is there Pursume Nisa by non-Jews? Big discussion in the Achronim. What happens if you're somewhere for an night of Chanukah in a place where there are no Jews? Is there still a kiyum to light at the window? Or no, it's pointless, because Pursume Nisa is only for Jews. So, can you bring a raya from the Rigla de Tarmudoi? Doesn't sound like they were Jewish. Is that just creating the shear, but obviously it wasn't for them? Or was it even for them? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Number one. What about another population? The Chashukei Chemet discusses. What happens if you have two places that you can light Hanukkah candles? You can light it in one area where it's open to a pretty quiet street. There's not too much going on there. Or you can light it in another side and it's open to the street, but they're Omechale Shabbos, and they're driving on Shabbos. So is there Pursume Nisa for two Avaryonim? Or is it better to have less Pursume Nisa and, you know, light it on a quieter street? Or it goes through somebody's yard, right, which they don't have a rishus to walk through. So he said, I asked my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kidievsky, and he says, you don't put it to the Avaryanim, because they're Kalistim. They're Kalistim, and therefore you don't put it on that side. Okay, and he puts it many examples of this. And then he talks about, are you allowed to put a Chanukah candle by yet a Shomer and a Tachanah Delek? Right, so you allowed to light a menorah near there. It's against the law to light a menorah anywhere near a gas station. So he says, tshuva, use flashlights. He says, yavik sham panas betochas aratvachim o b'chalon, v'yemos v'holech kol yom panas nosaf. He says, you can't light a fire near a gas station. Chamir sakanta me'isura. You have this guy who has his little hut who has to be near the gas station the entire night. So he's not going to be able to light it home. So, and he has a little place to rest. So can he light it outside there? So he says, it's against the law. He says, okay, don't light it. Use flashlights. Can you make a bracha? He says, that's, I don't know about that. He said, I don't know about a bracha, but he says, at least to light it as a zecher l'nes, then you could put the menorah made out of flashlights. That's what he suggests to do. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, maybe the most famous Gemara in the entire Masechta. Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Shubeso. A Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah is one candle per family. Vaha Mahadrin Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad. And Mahadrin is Ner for each person. Vaha Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, and the super duper Mahadrin. You go from 8 to 1 every night. You go from 1 to 8. You go from 8 to 1 or 1 to 8. Good. Famous Machlokas Rishonim is step 3 building on step 2 or only going back and building on step 1. Which is it? The Rambam here says, and versus Tosfos. Tosfos says in Dibur HaSechel Mahadrin that step 3 is going back onto step 1. Meaning, step 1 is one candle in every house. Step 2 is, you have 6 people in your family, 6 the first night, 6 the second night, 6 the third night, 6 the fourth night. Right, Ne'el Kolecha V'Echad. Step 3 is going back to step 1. Meaning, you go per night, in every house there's one Chanukiah. One Chanukiah, that's the real Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, because you show exactly what night it is. That's Tosfos. The Rambam, no! Step 3 is building on step 2. And that's why you have 6 people in your house, first night is 6, second night is 12, next night is 18. And it doesn't matter, even though you have no idea what night it is. According to the Rambam, that's not part of the Hiddur. That's what Tosfos doesn't like. Tosfos says, what do you mean? You have no idea what night it is. You see 25 candles. What night is it? Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter. Hosafas Neiris is great. That's Hiddur. Tosfos says, no, you got to know what night it is. Okay, Tosfos and the Rambam. Another machlokes, who lights all these candles? The Rambam says, the Balabayas lights all the candles. When the Ramah quotes the Rambam, he says, no, everybody lights themselves. Everybody in the family can light their own. Again, it's one of the unusual cases where the Shulchan Aruch follows Tosfos and the Ramah follows the Rambam. That's an important, but the Rambam just changes the Rambam a little bit. The Rambam says the Balabayas lights, while the Ramah says that everybody else could light. The Brisker Rav talks about the Machlokas, Rambam Ramah, and relates it to, can you have Hiddur Mitzvah separate from the Iker Mitzvah? And maybe the Rambam holds that the Baal Bayis has to light all of it, because there's no concept of a Hiddur Mitzvah that's separated from the Iker Mitzvah itself. Well, maybe the Ramah argues with that. Okay, Omar Ula, right? Another afkamina to that would be, if let's say on the third night, on the fourth night of Chanukah, you lit the first two candles, and then you remember you didn't make the bracha. Could you still make the bracha now on the Hiddur Mitzvah? Does the Hiddur Mitzvah stand on its own or not? It's a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eicher. Okay, Amar Ula, Pligi Batri Amar Rebbe Ma Rava, two Amar Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael argued, Rabbi Yosef Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef Bar Zvita, Chad Amar Taima Debe Shama Kenegan Yamana Nechasim, but Taima Debe Yisrael Kenegan Yamana Yotzim. Why 1 to 8 and 8 to 1? You either go by the days that are left or the days that have passed. V'chad Amar Taima Debe Shama Kenegan Pari Achag. Another Shida says, the reason for Debe Shama is Kenegan the Parim of Sukkis. The Karbanos of Sukkis go down one every day, and that's the parallel. Not for now, but also there are many parallels between Sukkis and Chanukah. We once had a drasha about that. The time of the Beis Hillel, the Malan Bakodesh Vemo reads it, and Beis Hillel says, no, you go up in Kedusha, and therefore you go from 1 to 8. Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zakenim Ayibit Sidon, Echad Asa Kebei Shammai, Vechad Asa Kedivir Beis Hillel. Zeh Nosei Tam L'Dvarav, Kenegat Pari Achag, Zeh Nosei Tam L'Dvarav, the Malan Bakodesh Vemo reads it. Beautiful. The Ritva says, aye, how can he follow Beis Shammai? Because there's no real machlokes here in din. It's just a question of how do you fulfill the din. Interesting line of the Ritva. They both say you got to light 8 to 1, 8 and 1. Only question is the order. So that's why there's more flexibility. Tana Rabbana, Ner Chanukah, Misal Nichal Pesach, Beis Omi Bachutz. You got to put your candle outside. That's the Ikar Hadin, Persume Nisa. Imayadar Ba'aliyah, Menichal Bachalona, Smukhlo Shazarabim. If you live in an upstairs, you put it next to the window. Ubishas HaSakana, when there is Sakana, not Sakana's Nefashos, but a Sakana of danger that the non-Jews don't want you to have any lights outside. Manichal Shulchan of Adayo. So you can just put it on your table and have Persume Nisa for the family members. Huge discussion in the Achronim. There's no Sakana Bizman Hazet today. So why don't every in Chutz La'aretz come out, everybody lights outside and by the window anyway. But in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, not everybody does it. Why? So, big discussion why many do not. In Eretz Yisrael, Kimat, the minhag is, in most places, that they do light, even outside, in those special glass containers. Amar Rava, Tzoran Erech Erez L'Shamish La'ora. You need a Shamish, because you're not allowed to get benefit from the Hanukkah candles. So, you need an extra candle. V'yikim Medura Lo Tzarech. If you have a Medura, you have a whole torch in your house, then it's fine. You don't need an extra little Shamish. V'yadam Chashavu, if he's a Chashav person who never lights his own candles anyway, Avagad Yikim Medura Tzarech Ne'erach Eretz. Even though there's a Medura, you need another candle because he is an Adam Chashav. Good. My Hanukkah. We can't do this justice, but let's at least get it on the table. My Hanukkah. What is the question of my Hanukkah? Rashi says, on which nace were they kovei a Hanukkah? The Tana Rabbanan. B'chafei b'kislev yomit t'chanya t'manya inun. 8 days of Hanukkah. The l'mispei b'hon, the l'lisanos b'hon. You're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to have a spaytim. Shek sh'nichlunzu yivanim l'heichal, timukol esparim sh'meichal. When the yivanim came in, they didn't destroy anything. They went around and were metamei. All the oils. Ukashagavra, Malchus Bez Khashwanoi, Vinitzchim Batku Vabaswala Pachecha Shal Shemen, they only found a little cruise of oil. Shahaya Banach Bachosomashal Kohen Gadol. That had the chosim of the Kohen Gadol on it. Blohaya Boy Lahalag Yom Echad. It only had enough to light one day. That might be a smach to the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of lighting in the base of Migdash is not only by night, but also by day. Could say that. Yom Echad. Na sebo neisfe, likum minashmona yamim, and a lit 8 days. Lashon Acheres, kavum basam yam tovim, bahalo vahoda'a. Lashon Acheres. What does that mean? Not that year, because they were already celebrating that year. In future years, they made it a yantif with halel and hoda'a. Where is the mention of the war? No mention. Only mention here. Here we only have the mention of the Neis Pach Shemen. In Al Anis, and we only have the mention of the war. Different focuses. Why did we even need the Neis? Right, that's the Pnei Yeshua here. We didn't need it, but it's just to show us that Hashem loves us. Hashem did it, we didn't need it, because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But Hashem loves us. Pnei Yeshua right here. Rabbi Yosef Engel right here. Why do we need it? Because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is only when you already have a functioning Beis HaMikdash. But when you're starting, when you're being mechanech, all beginnings have to be pure and have to be perfect. And therefore, even though if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur generally, to be mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be clear. Again, there's a lot more here. Getting back, Hanukkah is mentioned 6 times in Shas, but all Derech Agav. One of them is coming up right here. We're going to stop the Mishnah in Baba Kama, but there's a Mishnah in Bikurim, and there's a Mishnah in Megillah. What are you laying on Hanukkah? So it's mentioned Derech Agav a number of times, but the question really remains. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Beth Hashem, we'll talk more about this in a couple of weeks on Hanukkah. Okay, we'll stop here.